Okay, guys, so welcome to this week's In Between the Matters. I am your surrogate host, Josh Loftus, here with my two full-time hosts who receive emails and Facebook messages. I have something interesting for you here, guys. I came across this in Twitter, and this will be just a quick topic because I know people got to leave. But I came across this at Twitter two days ago. Have either of you heard of Union Seminary?
Yes. And I listened to the briefing this morning about this.
Okay, yeah. So I know Al Mohler said something about this, but for those of you who don't know, Union Seminary tweeted out a tweet 2 days ago, and the tweet says this. Well, actually, first, I'm going to give you the picture first. So the picture looks like they're in some sort of greenhouse. There's a bunch of young, very hip-looking individuals sitting around a plot of dirt with a whole bunch of different plants in the dirt. And they're all sitting around it. And there's this one individual that's sitting very close, holding a microphone, looking to be speaking to a plant. And when I first saw the picture, I'm like, no, it's got to be something different, until I read the tweet and I realized that's exactly what she's doing. The tweet says this, and this is a seminary. Keep in mind, a seminary, quote unquote. It says, "Today in chapel, we confessed to plants. Together, we held our grief, joy, regret, hope, guilt, and sorrow in prayer, offering them to the beings who sustain us, but whose gifts we too often fail to honor." And then if that wasn't enough, then they pose the question, what do you confess to the plants in your life?
Get in my belly.
To which I retweeted, I have nothing to confess because I don't eat plants. Hashtag meat for it. But they did a subtweet under it and says, we've had many questions about yesterday's chapel conducted as part of I think it's the professor's class. Extractivism and ritual/liturgical response. In worship, our community confesses the harm we've done to plants, speaking directly in repentance. This is a beautiful ritual.
What? Okay. I didn't know about the secondary tweet. Repenting to plants?
Yes. Repentance to plants. This is at a seminary. So they are all sitting around in a circle around a whole bunch of plants who looks like they're fake. It looks like they're fake plants. I'm not even going to lie. I don't even know if they got real plants for this. and they're confessing and repenting to plants. 3, 2, 1, go.
So the first thing, I saw it the other morning, and then a friend sent it to me. And the first thing that came to my mind when I saw it both times was, those who will not worship the creator will worship the creation.
And let's go even a step below that. Justin Peters responded to this tweet, and he said this. He said, quote, "This has received a lot of ridicule, rightly so. But notice the logical regression. In Romans 1:23, depraved men go from worshiping birds to four-footed animals and crawling creatures, lofty to low. This is even below that. Plants are below crawling creatures. Truly given over." Close quote.
Yeah, both of your guys' responses were way more sanctified than mine, because I honestly, for a good hour, thought it was a Babylon Bee article. Oh, I thought it was satire. I had to dig into it like, wait, hold on.
Well, I listened to the Just Thinking podcast with Daryl and Virgil.
Yeah.
They actually mentioned the head of that seminary, I believe, is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's been very outspoken about abortion and stuff like that. So when I saw that it was Union Seminary, it didn't surprise me. Because I was familiar with them. Mm-hmm. It made me, honestly, it made me go, what the heck? but if I'm being honest, I didn't say heck. Yeah. I said what the hell, yeah, because that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, yeah, it wasn't a cussing. It was that's what it is.
No, I saw a picture of someone who zoomed in like between the plants, and there was a guy kind of sitting with a dumbfounded look on his face, and the caption said, "The moment when you rethink your seminary choice."
Like, wait, hold on, wait a minute. I'm paying $60,000 a year for this. Hold up. Okay, so my follow up question before we leave is twofold. One, I want to ask you fellows, what would you confess to the plants? And two, what plant would you want to confess to?
A hibiscus flower. I'm not as beautiful as you.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. You would want a hibiscus
flower. That was
for
my wife.
I like that. I like that.
I don't know if she'll ever hear this, but that was for you, sweetie.
Probably a rose bush, and confess that my heart is a lot more thorny than its vines.
Wow, yeah. He's not even a dad yet. He's got dad jokes.
Look at this. Boom. Look at this. I'm going a straight up cactus because I feel like if I'm engaging in this type, I'm going to want a plant that I can also do some self-loathing, some self-mutilation with. So a cactus is it. Yeah.
See, when you said cactus, my mind went somewhere else.
I don't want to know where your mind went.
Well, no, not like that. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, a cactus will prick your finger.
Yes, it's true. It's true. Yeah, it'll prick a whole lot of other things. So it's very sure. Yep. So that's the plant I'm going with. And confessing, I actually don't know what I would confess. I didn't actually think up an answer for my own question. Welcome to my life.
Lettuce. Don't give me salmonella.
Yes. There we go. There we go. There we go. I would confess my lack of love for salad.
But pine then, tree, I cut you down.
Then, yeah, but then there would be no like change of heart. So it would just be a confession, and then I'd go back to hating lettuce still.
Yeah.
So I'd have to rededicate myself to the cactus again, yeah. Right? I'd have to keep rededicating myself to the same cactus, telling him how sorry I am, and then I'll do better.
I just, it's just, I mean, I'm dumbfounded at that. I mean, I just don't. Whew. I got nothing.
Yeah. Things that make you go, huh?
What? Yeah. Well, it's like I'm trying. Like I think I can follow like the logical trail. Like if you are of that mindset, the more, let us say, the more progressive mindset, or the more, liberal. Liberal. Yeah. Progressive liberal mindset. If you're of that, like I think I can follow the logical. Like you know, like we. If you're into like saving the environment and stuff like that, then yes, we want to be conscientious. But like this is like. Like environmentalism on
steroids,
like speed. Yeah, sure. Steroids. Yeah, or something stronger. Like this is just like what's going on? Like I feel like they might be smoking the plants that they are confessing to.
Where is Union Seminary?
Sorry, was that, where is Union Seminary? Is it in Colorado? That would be funny.
Hang on, let me look. Hang on.
Is it? It's either in Colorado or Washington or Florida. Let's be honest, like.
You know, if you search in Google Union Seminary, one of the first results is Union Seminary plants.
Dude, that's... Well,
yeah. The Washington Examiner said it's absolute theological bankruptcy.
That's fair.
All right, so let's pull up. I'm
curious. Where is Union
Seminary? I think it's New York.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's New York.
Yeah, New York City.
Yeah.
So, hey, check this out. So, Union Seminary is followed by James White and Ligon Duncan.
You know why they're following it.
Yeah.
Like just, just for the retweets. Yeah. Yeah. Oh man, that's hilarious. Anyway, that's all I had, guys. I found that very, very interesting. And now I'm looking around at the trees surrounding our little apartment here thinking, I wonder if I should go like say something to them.
Give them a hug.
Become a tree hugger.
Well, you do live in Seattle. Ooh.
I do.
Those are some big trees.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Adjust again.
No. That it's completely true. Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to make them mad and then Lord of the Rings starts happening where they just start getting up and walking. You know?
Dude, maybe that's the thing. Maybe we've got this all wrong. Maybe.
Did you see the happening? It was the trees killing people, man. I was just going
to bring up the happening. Yeah, they're going to go all Mark Wahlberg on us. And if we don't start confessing and repenting to these aspens out here.
That's right.
Marky Mark.
We're in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Successful.
On that note, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, this is a very short Between the Matters. Welcome, people.
I like it.
Until next time.